Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
It's a big shot from a big boy.
Authentic noise from the fans.
I hate them because they're different.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. Ian Five Ankles, you are...
Ian Five Ankles.
Yeah, you don't have to repeat that bit, Ian.
Five Ankles.
Ian is not in the studio today. He's at a special place on location. Ian, what are you up to, Ian?
I'm making special video messages to fans for charity.
He's making special video messages to fans for charity.
Ian Five Ankles.
Sports Horn message from a star, raising money for horse children. Children in the UK who have never seen a horse.
Ian, there are approximately 300,000 children in this country who have never seen a horse, some of them as young as one day old. Horse Children uses profits raised to send these children a DVD about horses and the directions to their nearest field. A lifeline, Ian.
I was one of those children, Anthony. I didn't see a horse until I was 11, and even then it was a giant dog. Indeed, get this, Anthony, I ate a horse before I even saw one. It was on a school trip to France. They eat horse over there like it's normal. You couldn't have this charity in France, Anthony. They'd give kids a knife and fork and say, away you go. It would be absolute carnage.
So true, so true. All our Sports Horn talent are ready and waiting to record a video message for you in exchange for your donation to charity. Ian Five Ankles is on standby, ready to give birthday messages, hellos of this world, as is Ray Leopard, Millwall's finest. Kitty Spink is waiting. That's Nigel Spink's daughter. That would be really nice to get a video message from her.
The Sports Horn sweetheart.
Kitty Spink, the Sports Horn sweetheart.
Hooray!
Catch her on the big Premier League preview show, 10 a.m. weekdays.
Well, I don't agree with that nickname the network have given her. I actually think it detracts from the fact that she's funny and clever too. She's got a 2-1 in sports communication from Keele University.
What nickname would you give her then?
I call her Funny Brains.
Funny Brains?
And even Sports Horn Drive presenter Drew Fibonacci is giving it a go. If you want a video message from a guy who won a World Sidecar Championship, then check our website for details.
F1 driver as well is Drew Fibonacci. Did Le Mans 24 hours?
Tested F1 cars, Ian. Didn't finish Le Mans both times he raced.
I wonder if he'll get a message request from Kitty Spink.
Nah, he probably won't.
Now you just wait till she gets home, won't you?
Ian Five Ankles is waiting by the phone, ready to do a birthday message, a happy christening, or just talk about fond memories from fans. Ian, where are you? At home? Are you at home?
Not at home, Anthony. No, my new girlfriend Peggy, despite being an absolute dream girl, is really not keen on me using the house.
Your house?
My house, yeah, that's what I meant. And the van on my driveway, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Don't get me wrong. It's a top van. Incredibly comfortable to sleep and spend long times in.
I bet it stinks.
Van life. But it's just a bit too cramped to film a message from the stars in. So I've moseyed on down to Steve Bold's house, and he has very kindly let me use his living room mantelpiece as a backdrop.
Ooh, fancy, Ian. Fancy.
Yep. It has a picture of him on it. Some utility bills. There's a scented candle, bergamot, of course, and some sort of Viking helmet he got as a souvenir from when he won the 1994 Cup Winners' Cup with Arsenal.
That's cultured, yeah.
Yeah, he eats his Cheerios out of it now. Got to go, Anthony. A video request has just come in.
Okay, Ian, best of luck. You do that video message well in exchange for that charitable donation. We'll leave you to it. The time is 7:18. Let's go to the travel with Angelina.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Check your inbox. It's me, Ian Five Ankles, for Horse Children.
Sports Horn message from a star. Raising money for horse children. Children in the UK who have never seen a horse.
I've never seen a horse.
This is Poppy, aged 5, from Leytonstone. Poppy has never seen a horse.
I've never seen a horse.
We played that recording to ex-England cricketer Graham Gooch.
What's this?
It's a child, Graham, who's never seen a horse.
What?
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
Wake up with me?
Graham Gooch there, who was deeply shocked and saddened to hear about children not seeing horses. Now keep your texts coming in to 75358, and we have a caller on the line. Marv is in Worcester, and he is a big Liverpool fan. Hello, Marv.
Yeah, that's right, Anthony. As I was saying to your researcher, Roberto Firmino is such a hero in the club.
Oh, he's a servant of the club. He's a servant of the club. The things he's done for that club, Marv.
Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you, he's a ruddy legend. If he wanted to go to bed with my wife, you know what I'd do? I'd tack him in myself.
Careful, Marv!
I wouldn't enjoy it, mind. In fact, I'd go as far as to say I'd be devastated, you know? But if that's what he wants, I mean, it would break my heart. I don't know what I'd do. I'd sit downstairs and wait till it was all over.
Oh, gosh. Marv, well, thankfully it's a hypothetical scenario you've come up with, and your wife would, of course, get a say in the matter.
I'd do it if it was necessary, you know, if that's what Firmino wanted.
Hello, who's this?
I'm Jill, Marv's wife.
Oh, right. So you'd be keen, Jill?
Yes, we lay some ground rules down, though. No kissing, for example.
OK, Jill.
Is it something you'd be able to sort out with his agent?
We'll give it a go. We'll give it a go, Jill. We'll give it a go. Thank you to you both, Marv and Jill from Worcester. Let's return to Ian Five Ankles, who's finished doing his fan message, raising money for those horse children.
Ian Five Ankles.
Ian, how was it? How was it? What did you do?
Oh, it was hilarious, Anthony. It was for Trevor in Coventry. He wanted me to wish his brother-in-law a happy 50th. And what was my best memory playing against Coventry City?
What was your best memory playing against Coventry City, Ian?
Bundling home the winner in 1998, then displaying my naked buttocks out the window of the coach all the way round the ring road. top times. But I could hardly get my words out for laughter because ruddy Steve Bold was goofing around so much behind the camera, wasn't he? What's he like?
Steve Bold, what's he like, Steve?
What is he like? Steve Bold, you blooming goose. He's here in the room now, chuckling away, isn't he? Steve, will you be quiet? Just put a stock in it. Have a listen to this outtake of me and Steve Bold. It's water wall giggling.
Okay, let's play that outtake, Sandra. Let's play the outtake.
Baldy! Baldy, I'm trying to get a video done. Oh, Baldy, you silly nana.
Sounds like he's just tickling you there.
There was tickling, yeah. There's always tickling when Steve Bold's around. He's a right tickler, aren't you, Baldy?
That's fun. We are going to upload that video to the website now of you and Baldy goosing about having a right tickle. And the best thing is, it's all for charity. All for charity.
Horse children.
I'm former Middlesbrough midfielder Lee Cattermole. I've got two animals in my name, cat and a mole. But when I heard there's some kids out there who've never seen a horse, I thought, I've got to do something to raise awareness. So I've changed my name to include horse in it too. Lee Cat Horse Mole is my new name. Anything to get more children seeing horses. Not that I'm a horse, mind.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. A plate of Ian to start your day the right way.
Lee Cat Horse Mole there. We did suggest to Lee to remove cat and mole from his name so he'd just be called Lee Horse. You know, just to avoid the insinuation that these children have never seen cats or moles as well, but he felt that that was a step too far, and we respect that. Now, follow the hashtag HorseChildrenHeroMessage to see what messages people have requested. That'll be on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. So many Millwall fans getting in touch with Ray Leopard. I can see here, that is class, that is. He's dressed up as a caveman, and it really resonates with his fan base. Let's have a look. Drew Fibonacci. Yeah, Drew Fibonacci's done a couple. Bless him, bless him. Talking about when he sat in a sidecar and succeeded in not falling out, no doubt.
Any for Kitty Spink, Anthony?
Let's have a look. Yeah, plenty of requests here for Kitty Spink. Yeah, but I'm afraid a lot of the requests are lewd. Yeah, a reminder, everyone, of what this is in aid of. I know it's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene, and that's why some of these messages to Kitty, they're healthy, masculinely speaking. I'm looking at them, they're red-blooded. But please respect the children who haven't seen horses. That's my message. And most importantly, please respect Kitty Spink. She will not answer messages, especially that one I'm reading now. She won't answer that one. Oh, we got a caller. We got a caller. Billy from Southampton. Hello, Billy.
All right, lads.
Hi, Billy.
Yeah, can I get a message from Ian then for the horse children?
You can indeed, Billy. Ian, are you ready and waiting?
I am, yep. What would you like me to say, Billy?
Can you say, Rod Wallace is the best and Ian Five Ankles is a pathetic loser twat?
Okay. Let's fade that down. That was a prank. That was a prank. Well done. Well done. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry about that, Ian. Are you okay?
I knew that would be a prank, Anthony. He's from Southampton, yeah. One of Rod Wallace's stooges. I bet it's his mate Beezer Holmes who tweets at me all the time, doing Rod's dirty work for him. Bloody hell, that is the last thing I need.
Yeah. Let's go to another in our series then of James Harper harps on about harps. This week, James Harper has found a very special harp indeed.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. One Ian a day keeps the doctor away.
No, get off. I don't want to cheer up Tickle Baldy. It's not the time.
I'm James Harper, and today I'm harping on about the nano harp, which holds the record for the world's smallest harp. Made by scientists at Cornell University, it's not just the world's smallest harp, but the world's smallest musical instrument, full stop.
And we are out. I think we're out. I mean, I think we're out. Last time, James Harper just tailed off.
So. Fuck you, fucking Rod Wallace.
All right, Ian, okay.
Are there no lengths that man won't stoop to?
Calm it, Ian. It's his mate Beezer Holmes just goosing around like you and Steve Bold do. It's harmless.
It's harmless? Harmless? Listen to this video message I've just recorded for Melissa from Blackpool.
Hello, Melissa. Happy 10th wedding anniversary. Fuck you, Rod Wallace!
Oh, dear Ian.
I mean, look at that. It's spoiled. Poor Melissa. She doesn't deserve to be caught in the crossfire like that.
You can re-record.
Oh, it's too late, Anton. I've sent it. All because of Rod fucking Wallace!
James Harper's stopping, Ian.
Conclusion, there's not much to say apart from it's a really, really small harp. 236 words.
Oh, he's read the word count.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Horse Children.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Raising money for horse children. We showed this child a horse for the first time.
Look at that horse.
I've seen a horse before.
No, you haven't.
Horse Children.
Lee Cat Horse Mall.
Welcome back, and we have another caller ready to speak with Ian Five Ankles. Not a prank. This is Jens Foss, who is calling from the Danish Embassy in Knightsbridge. Hello, Jens.
Hello.
Hi, Jens. I know what this will be. You'd like an anecdote about what it was like to play with Denmark striker Mikkel Beck when we were at Derby County.
I remember Mikkel Beck. He was a top player, Ian.
Well, I played with him, Anthony, and let me tell you, he was a top.
World class.
Not world class.
Stop. No, I wouldn't like that. I would like to know more about this so-called Viking helmet that is on your friend Steve Bold's mantelpiece.
Oh, that? Well, that's not really anything to do with me. Boldy eats his Cheerios out of it and wears it sometimes with his top off. It's a good one, though. I can sign it if you like.
Because I have just watched one of the videos you have published on the website. The one with you and Steve Bold tickling each other and otherwise goofing around.
That's us, all right. Yeah, two absolute jokers having fun for charity.
Legends!
It looks suspiciously similar to a missing artifact from the Jægersborg Horde, a priceless collection of 19th century treasures that we house in a museum in Copenhagen. Where did Steve Bold get this from, please?
Oh, come off it. It's just a bit of old tin.
A bit of old tin that has been missing from the country since the mid-90s. Where did Steve Bold discover this?
Well, as I said, it was a memento he picked up from when Arsenal beat Parma in the 1994 Cup Winners' Cup in Copenhagen. Shit.
Oh, no, Ian.
Oh.
I think it's time to restore this historical antique to its rightful home. Don't you think, Mr. Five Angles?
I'm looking at Steve Ball behind the camera. He's shaking his head. No, yeah, it's no. Sorry, mate. We're not giving that back. It's his Cheerios bowl, for goodness sake. We won't be pushed around by the Danish. It's not Euro 92 anymore, mate.
It's not a negotiation. We demand you give it back to avoid a diplomatic escalation.
Well, good luck finding us.
We know your address.
How?
It's written on an envelope on his mantelpiece. And we'll look out for a camper van parked on the house nearby, inhabited by a man whose girlfriend won't allow him into his own property.
It's not a camper van.
Van life!
Wait, what are you going to do about it? Send us a postcard?
There is someone here with me in the room. Would you like to put him on?
Oh, little friend. Well, put your little friend on then.
I am Stig Tofting.
Stig Tofting?
You have 5 minutes to place the helmet on your friend's doorstep. If you do not, I will be paying you a visit. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Stig Tofting? Stig Tofting?
Ian, surrender the helmet! It's Stig bloody Tofting!
No, no, Anthony, we are British and the British do not return treasures we've stolen fair and square.
What are you going to do, fight Stig Tofting?
No, we're going to run away. Come on, Boldy, pack a bag! Let's go!
Steve Bold and Ian Five Ankles are on the run from former Hardman midfielder Stig Tofting here representing the Kingdom of Denmark. That is a shame for the horse children. We were raising some good money there. Apologies to them, they will not like that. Oh, there's someone on the line! It's former Liverpool defender Steve Harkness. Hello, Steve.
You all right? I'd be happy to make love to that man's wife if Roberto Firmino can't make it. Just thrown it out there.
Okay, let's get that couple back on the line. Marv and Jill, did you hear that? Would that interest you at all?
Yes, I would. I'd be keen.
Marv?
Yeah, okay then.
No kissing, though.
Steve Harkness, did you hear that? Are you okay not to kiss?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Fantastic. A good backup option there, Steve Harkness. The time is 7:58. Let's go to the news with Taj.
Take the bloody helmet, Baldy. Move.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.